Now, when it comes to Christmas, it is a very unique season. It's a time when there's a lot of opportunities and there also are expectations. And I don't know if you've ever felt the expectation at Christmas that you're supposed to be happy and joyful. And we look for different ways to feed our joy through the Christmas season. Some people look for Christmas music. Some look to going home at Christmas. Some look to giving and receiving gifts. Some look at Christmas profits if they work, and especially if they own a business, they hope that there'll be extra Christmas profits. Some look forward to the holidays, or to Christmas parties, or to a Christmas meal. All these things can be sources of joy for us at Christmas. Why do they bring joy? Well, Christmas music can bring back memories. Going home can bring that feeling of love and security. Giving or receiving gifts can bring the joy of surprise. Going to a Christmas party can be fun, and going to a Christmas meal can be filling. And experiencing Christmas profits can bring satisfaction, along with holidays can enable us to forget about the struggles that we may have at work or at school. But what about people that don't get to participate in some of the things that we enjoy? Some people don't have a home or don't want to go home because of the tension that's there or the hard things that are there. Some people are going into their first Christmas after their family has broken up. Some people don't have money for gifts, and so there are either going to be no gifts or they're going to spend money they don't have and face a bigger debt load later. Sometimes Christmas parties aren't that fun, or they lead to some more problems, or you just don't get invited. The same to Christmas meals. Sometimes the profits don't come in. And some people don't get holidays. And some people are living lives where the problems of their lives are so intense right now that they can't think of anything else but trying to breathe and make it through this time. Is joy possible for people in that situation? And for those of us who do have the opportunity to enjoy the things we've talked about, what happens in January and February? Are the things that we're looking to for joy going to last and be able to be a source of joy through the year and through whatever season of life we find ourselves in? Today you heard the choir sing about joy and comfort and good news and hope and salvation. And did they sing about this and talk about it because everything in their lives is going well? They live a problem-free existence? No. In fact, if you look at this choir and the people that are part of it, each one of them has their own burdens, their own challenges, their own things that they're facing. Norm, what are you going through right now?
Going through cancer treatment.
Yeah, you're going through cancer treatment right now, aren't you? Rose had to sing today because one of our choir members, Juvie, is in hospital today with her little one who has pneumonia in both lungs and is struggling. Lots of different other stories of people that are here that are in this choir, and they're not faking it when it comes to the joy that they experience. The joy they experience is because of Christ in their lives, not because of holidays, not because of some thing going well or the time of year. It's because of the person of Jesus Christ. And it's hard to maintain joy when life is going hard, when it's troubling. It's hard. And one of the great things about being part of a choir is that this group helps one another when there are tough times, when it's hard to be joyful. That's part of the Christian faith, too, is encouraging one another and spurring one another on and stirring one another up to love and good deeds, even when life is tough. So, you know, today, I would just like to leave you with this. I would like to invite you to explore, if you don't know Jesus, explore him a little bit more and the source and the reasons why he brings or can bring joy to your life, a joy that's independent of Christmas season, holidays, things going well. A joy that can be experienced at any time of year, whether life is going well or poorly, independent of holidays, independent of prophets. And how would you actually go about exploring or discovering Jesus maybe a little bit more than you currently know? Well, if you were invited here by someone today, maybe you could ask them, what difference does Jesus really make in your life? Or if you don't have anyone that really listens to you in life, you don't have anyone to talk to, I'd be happy to talk with you or listen to you. And so would our staff. You know, we try to be a people first staff in this body, and we'd be happy to listen to you. So make an appointment or let me know after the service and we'll find a time where we can meet. Or you might have had an experience sometime where you had you were part of a church or you met a Christian and it was a really bad experience. And you've been turned off from all of that stuff and you think that, you know, we're all hypocrites. That's a common one. And, you know, we struggle. No one here is perfect. But if you've had a bad experience at a church or with a Christian, I pray you won't let that keep you from God, from Jesus. Because he's the reason that we gather as a church. And so maybe you like reading, or you like listening, you like watching, or maybe you think that this whole Christian thing and Christmas is kind of just a sentimental thing that some people came up with so that we could feel warm and happy at Christmas. We got some resources that we'd like to invite you to help yourself to on the way out today by the back doors. If you like reading or listening, we've got a CD on the back table called Can We Really Believe the Nativity Account? And it's by a guy who used to be an atheist who went on a journey of exploration to disprove Christianity. It contains a lot of insights and interesting questions. And if you have a CD player in your car, maybe instead of listening to the depressing news on the way to work or whatever you listen to, you could listen to an interesting discussion about Christ and the historical evidence for Christianity and also for his own journey and his story about coming to Christ. So you can help yourself to one of those, or if you like reading, you can help yourself to one of these little books, which is called The Case for Christmas, New and Expanded. So help yourself to one of those. Or if you don't really know the story of Jesus at all, the only thing you know about Jesus is people use his name to curse, or you know that he's a religious figure of Christianity, we have these things called the Gospel of John. They're DVDs, and they tell the story of Christ according to the Gospel of John, the fourth gospel in the New Testament. And you can take one of these home free and discover the story of Jesus as it is told in the Bible. But most of all, we would love for you, or for us, to be a small part of your journey to discover the joy of Christmas, the joy of knowing Christ. And that's our prayer for you, that you will know this joy. And so that's all that we have for you today, except for food. And we hope that you can stay for the food, which will be happening immediately after I pray. So I'm going to pray for you, and I'm going to pray for the food, and following that we're dismissed. And if you're able to stay, please just go out the doors to the right and then to the left into the gym. And church members, remember just to cast your ballot in the prayer room just before you go to eat. So let's pray together. Thank you, God, for today and for the many different ways we heard your praises be sung and expressed. Thank you for each person that participated today and what moved them to share with this gathering their faith and their hope in you. And I pray that for each person here, you might work in our hearts to discover more the true meaning of Christmas and the joy that can be found in knowing you. And as we are about to eat, Lord, we are grateful for the privilege of having food and meeting with other people. I pray that you would bless our time and bless our fellowship and use it to strengthen our bodies and spirits for today and for the week ahead. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.